Rampage on the airwaves.
What? Water! What? Water! Water! Go, Planet!
By your powers combined,
I am Captain Planet! Captain Planet! He's a hero! Gonna take my lotion down to zero! He's a powers magnified!
Hi and welcome once again to Rampage on the airwaves. I'm Lil Rampage and we're bringing you today the hardcore show in which we're playing hardcore music, and this is in tribute to the local hardcore underground scene and of course also the Sick of It All show in Singapore on the 25th of May, which I'm sure all the hardcore kids are excited about, but we will talk about that later. For now, you just heard an intro by this guy who calls himself Cloud Strife, and apparently on his MySpace it states that his genre is happy hardcore or something, which I have never ever heard of before. And I have to admit though, it's fascinating and interesting, and it's something you don't hear every day. So if you want to listen to more of his stupid cover songs, you can go to myspace.com/omg. It's Cloud Strife, omg, it's Cloud Strife. And he has covers of theme songs of cartoons and Pokemon and Ninja Turtles, and of course you heard a cover of the theme song of Captain Planet, which brings back memories when I was young. So yeah, enough about happy hardcore, we'll move on to the not so happy hardcore. Now this is a band called Rika, which I find a very talented and with a refreshing sound. So you know, you can find them at myspace.com/RikaXOXO. That's RikaXOXO, and this song is called Disco Ball. We'll be right back. Rika once again with Disco Ball, and then I'm hearing in the background all these hardcore kids saying, but that's not hardcore music. Well, fuck you. If you want to hear real hardcore music, I'm bringing you real hardcore music right from Singapore. Stomping ground, one of the mainstays of the local hardcore scene. I can safely say that they're the most respected hardcore band in Singapore, and gives me great pleasure to play them on the show. And I also see it very fitting that they are a support act for the Sick of It All show in Singapore on the 25th of May, because they represent Singapore hardcore as much as Sick of It All represents New York hardcore. So I'll just go right into the song. This is Stomping Ground with Spiral Scars Disfigurement. So we have Jerome from Sky in Euphoria. How are you doing, Jerome?
I'm doing good.
It's about 12 p.m. on a Monday today. What are you doing?
Today I've decided to visit a friend in the afternoon. And I should be off to handle some more of the details for the show. Then in the evening, I have band practice. Yeah.
About the Sick of It All show?
Yeah, the Sick of It All show.
They are, of course, playing in Singapore on the 25th of May at Far East Square Pavilion. So do you want to tell us more about the show? How's it been going so far?
So far, things have been going great. The band has been really cooperative and been really fun. Talking to Armin of Sick of It All. And it's really been an honor to even have been conversing with some of the members through email. Yeah, it's been fun, and so far the show looks good. We are at our second phase of advertising the event and doing all we can really to spread the news and the word of the event. So if anyone out there hears this, please help us to spread the event. Tickets can be sold at Straits Records, if you know where that is. Or you can visit www.myspace.com/lunamiso. Yeah. So far tickets, kind of slow because I expect most people that will like buy the tickets 2 weeks before the event anyway. Yeah, but it should be alright. Yeah.
How did it actually come about, this whole Sick of It All show? Did you just one day decide to call them and get them to play in Singapore?
Well, actually, my friend had a contact from Resist Record. He proposed to me, and why don't I take up the show? So what I did was I contacted the label, and yeah, they connected me to Sick of It All. Yeah, and the rest is history, I suppose.
Were they going to play in the region anyway?
What they have done and what we have discussed between Sick of It and me is that because it's really a tight schedule for them, so the only logical sense for them and myself is to do one show in Southeast Asia alone, which is in Singapore.
Okay.
Because right after Singapore, I think they'll be going up to Japan. Yeah, they will.
So as I understand it, you're undertaking this whole organizing of the event yourself. Am I right to say that it is your first time organizing such an event?
It is my first time doing it alone, organizing such a huge event. I've never really experienced anything this tough. But it's been a good experience. I've learned a lot along the way. Made a hell of a lot of mistakes, but yeah, I guess, yeah, it's just a learning experience. It's been good though.
Was it like hard for you that, you know, on your first event of this sort, that you have to live up to such expectations of, you know, a show like Sick of It All live in Singapore? And how were the experiences?
It's been pretty stressful actually, because it's not easy, like I said, and people do have their preconceived notions of how a hardcore show should look like, or how a hardcore show should be marketed, or how a hardcore show should be, you know, handled or even portrayed. But I guess at the end of the day, you can't please everyone, and my main objective is to just put on a really good show the best way I know how, and give everyone a really good time, and give them their money's worth really. It's been really, really troublesome as well, because I think a lot of people do not understand the costs that go into putting up a show like this. It's not cheap, by the way, guys. It's been really challenging, really. The expectations around me sometimes are a bit overbearing, but I'm coping.
Speaking of the cost involved in this whole thing, was it a lot of trouble for you to, you know, like, keep to the indie values of hardcore while still raising funds and managing to fund this whole show?
To fund the whole show, is that right? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Actually, we have a sponsor, but he's not like a big-time corporate sponsor. He's just a friend helping us out, actually. Yeah, basically, it's kind of a loan when you think about it. But he's trying to support what I'm doing. So this should be the first of many shows along the way. But yeah. Not that I would turn down corporate sponsors, of course.
I also heard about you guys selling tickets to your Malaysian friends who are coming down. How is it coming along?
Sick of It All was approached to play in Malaysia, but they decided to do and only in Singapore. And so I guess for me, I wanted to give our Malaysian friends a little bit of favor, you know, that they don't have to pay as much. So what I did was I did give them like 300 tickets only for 100 RM, which is Singapore about $44. Yeah, so it's really cheap as compared to the pre-sale. Yeah, because I really want to see our Malaysian friends coming to the show and having a good time as well. They have an equal part in this show as well, and yeah, I just want everybody to get along and have a real good time. Yeah.
So kind of like to make up for Sick of It All not playing in Malaysia, you're having them come down to Singapore instead?
kind of, I wouldn't know it's to make up, but not that I have anything against the countries, of course, but yeah. I've always considered Malaysia as our brother nation, yeah.
Yeah. So once the Sick of It All show is done, and what do you think will be up for the future of Dunamis Productions?
The future of Dunamis Productions will entail more events like this, more shows, possibly a label, possibly more artist management. I will be bringing more bands down towards the end of the year. I can't say who yet. Keep a lookout. We are definitely in for the long run, so yeah.
We will be hearing from you guys about bands coming down here.
Yeah, definitely there will be more bands that we bring, and definitely we will improve the way we've been working. Yeah.
You are the lead vocalist for Sky and Euphoria.
Yes, I am.
So tell us a bit about Sky and how you guys started and what you guys are about.
It's really funny because when I first started the band, I just met another band called Soul Attention. It was actually in late 2002. That's how long ago. And in 2003, I wanted to do like a chill-out kind of band. Something along the lines of the Deftones, like the album White Pony. That kind of
Did you say
vibe.
Chill-out?
Sorry?
You said chill-out?
Yeah, chill-out. Yeah, because it's quite funny, right? What happened was I would have been playing like acoustic guitar and singing, and I had a DJ spinning like drum loops.
Yeah.
But over time, as members joined the band, we just got progressively heavier. And in the end, what we have today is so different from what I wanted to do. But it's cool. I do love what I'm doing now with this band. Yeah. I never imagined that I'd be screaming my head off one day in a band, but I guess that's how things progress. Never really planned it that way. Yeah.
Just for the sake of the people who don't really know, what does Sky and Euphoria play?
I would say we are a mishmash of metal, new school, hardcore. We are really influenced by bands like Zeo, Training for Utopia, even Colas, and Norma Jean, bands like that.
It's kind of like Beastie Boys, from punk band to rap group. And Sky and Euphoria was like from a slow acoustic thing to a hardcore band.
I don't know if it's a similar concept, but we as a band have always adopted a very open approach in music. We never wanted to box ourselves into just saying we're just a hardcore band. But we love hardcore, we love all sorts of music, and we hope really to progress on from just playing what we've been playing, and not stick to the same old formula. That would be pretty boring for us as musicians. Yeah, but I do have a great deal of respect for bands like the Beastie Boys, who have never failed to progress and never failed to amaze everyone with every single album that they've done. One of my personal favorites, Beastie Boys.
Yeah. I've been to some of your shows, and Sky and Euphoria kind of has lyrics that are pertaining to religion. So was it your intention from the start to, have a band and spread the message about your religion and stuff like that?
I wouldn't really call us a religious band or Christian band, but what I share on stage, our song's not really entirely about religion, or if you really look at the lyrics, a lot of it has to do with my struggles personally and how I've got to be strong, and the only way I get through life is to have a faith in my God, in my, in my religion, and in the friendships around me that I'm so grateful that I have, and the family that given me, and I'm merely sharing that kind of joy and that I have in life with people around me. Yeah, and intention is never really to force anyone to believe in what I believe in. That's their choice. Everyone has a choice to believe what they want to believe in. It's not my agenda to grab anyone by the neck and say you got to believe in what I believe in. No. Yeah.
So what is your opinion on the proliferation of Christian bands in the mainstream music market recently?
Well, I guess it's really subjective from band to band, and you really got to know the band personally in terms of their message and where they come from. But on the whole, I don't see a big deal in it, and I don't have a problem with it. I mean, sometimes people get a bit skeptical, hey, it's a Christian band, or you got to avoid them, or you got to be Christian to listen to their music. That's just not true, because imagine if you have a band that's filled with Buddhists, believers, Buddhist followers. Nobody goes like, oh, that's a Buddhist band, No one does that, you know. Or like if I go for a JHO concert and go like, oh, there's a Taoist concert, you know. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But those kind of bands don't really exist in like, they don't really have like lyrics about Buddhism or Taoism or like...
Well, some of the Christian bands do have a, I would say, evangelistic agenda, but on the whole, I think they're people that are just making music. They're just, I have respect for some of these guys. They're really good musicians, good songwriters. Yeah, but my opinion on them is, yeah, I think they have an equal share in the mainstream music as well, in mainstream music industry. Yeah, I guess it's up to people, I guess, you know, if you want to listen to them or not.
A couple more questions before we go off. What is Sky and Euphoria's current status and what are you guys up to?
Currently, we are looking at mixing down and mastering our album, which will be released end of this year. So what's next is an album, and we hope that it will encapsulate our journey so far as a band and what we've been trying to do musically as a band. We've really gone for a really raw and live kind of approach with this recording, because we really wanted to catch that passion that we feel when we play live, and we wanted to draw the audience into our albums as well. We hope they've achieved that. Other than that, it's really all for fun. We really just enjoy what we do, and yeah, it's really been good.
Okay, so Sky and Euphoria is playing alongside Sick of It All on the 25th of May at Far East Square Pavilion. And Stomping Ground is playing as well.
Yeah, Stomping Ground.
One of the mainstays of the local hardcore scene.
Yep.
And there's also a band called Dead by Six.
Correct, yep. Metalcore band, yep.
So, myspace.com/DunaMissile. That's DunaMissile. And Jerome, thanks for your time.
Oh, no worries, man. Don't mention
and good luck for the Sick of It All show and for Sky and Euphoria in the future.
Thanks a lot.
Never mind. Oh, Lord. Goodbye. Summer.
Sky and Euphoria with Rain Down, and yeah, I guess this is the segment with the most links and stuff being mentioned and things like that, so I'll just go right into it so we can move on to other things. Rampage on the airwaves at gmail.com if you have comments and requests or anything like that, whatever the hell it is that you want to say. myspace.com/rampage on the airwaves, you know, add us and be our friends or whatever. Of course, Podcast Alley as well, vote for us on Podcast Alley and sign up for our mailing list for updates and stuff like that. Okay, now I'm done. Oh yeah, we've added links in which, you know, we link to local music collectives and like organizers and stuff like that. So if you have got anything to do with local music at all, just send us an email or something and we will include your link in the fantastic link box. And we also added a calendar which is for events that are associated with Rampage on the Airwaves or are supported by Rampage on the Airwaves or are affiliated with Rampage on the Airwaves or in which we are collaborating with the people who are running the show. So it's just nice and a very handy box thing that will guide you into what we are up to, I guess. Yeah, I also did an interview with one of the members of Sick of It All, which will be up. It should be up by the time you hear this on GilaRock.com. It's a written interview with Craig, I believe, of Sick of It All. And we actually have two tickets to give away to the Sick of It All show on the 25th of May. So, you know, if you want to win two tickets, yeah, just send us an email at rampageontheairwaves@gmail.com with the heading Rota Space Sick of It All. Just send us your contact details, your name, your phone number, and we will get back to you a week before the show. That's 20th of May, I guess. Yeah. So yeah, I guess that's it for the show. We're gonna close the show with a Sick of It All song, naturally. This is called Take the Night Off from their latest album, Death to Tyrants. And enjoy the show for those of you who are going there. See you on the next show. Bye-bye. Middle finger high in the air.
on the airwaves is produced by Wind Thunder, presented by Little Rampage, and licensed by a Creative Commons license. Some rights reserved. For more information, please visit rampageontheairwaves.com.